You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A local campaign to save an historically and culturally significant piece of land in Mangere from development has gone international. The group Soul or Save Our Unique Landscape went to New York to put their case to the UN Permanent Forum of Indigenous Issues.
We submit our statement for your consideration. Madam Chair, our brief relates to breaches of the UNDRIP from the confiscation of some 900 acres of land belonging to Māori at Ikumātau by the British Crown in 1863. The land in question is of high cultural, archaeological and historical significance as a key source of identity for mana whenua, cultural and spiritual grounding and attachment. Our issue concerns a block of land known as Puketāpapa that lies within the wider confiscation area that was sold. The Puketāpapa block includes ancestral burial caves, sections of the ancestral volcanic cones and pre-colonial stone walls that are significant to my people's cultural identity. The further application of development-orientated provisions of contemporary legislation have undermined the relationship of mana whenua and Puketāpapa in favour of the current plans for the commercial development of land.
Soul are protesting a proposed Fletcher's development which will see 480 homes built on land which has been designated as a special housing area. The land status as an SHA was upheld last year by Auckland Council despite local iwi claiming it was tapu or sacred. Spokesperson for the group Pania Newton says the land at Ihumātau, the site of the Otuatawa stone fields, has historical, cultural and archaeological significance and that the group will occupy the land if construction goes ahead. I spoke to Newton to get an update on the situation and find out how the trip to the UN went. You're back from the UN Indigenous Peoples Forum. Why did you go there?
Well, we really had no other choice. The Auckland Council and the government weren't really listening to our plea here at Ihumātau, and so we decided to take this issue internationally and go to the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, really to be heard.
And what happened while you were there?
While we were there, we presented twice in front of the forum, and we also had an individual meeting with the Special Rapporteur on Human Rights.
And how was your case received, do you think?
I felt like our case was well received. We got a lot of support from other Indigenous organisations that were present at the forum, especially those who were from Aotearoa, other Māori groups who were there discussing or presenting on similar issues to ours. One that really stood out for me was a woman from Masterton who came in and talked about the iwi grouping and how her hapū was were forced into this iwi grouping. And yeah, so we got a lot of support from different Māori organisations and Indigenous groups from around the world, and so it was just great, and the support was overwhelming.
Do you feel like the United Nations is now sympathetic to your cause?
Definitely. I mean, there are other issues happening around the world that are far worse than what we are experiencing here, but we are experiencing it differently. It's not so much in our face, but it's really undercover here at Ihumātau in terms of continued colonisation and breaches to our basic human rights.
So what will the United Nations do to help you, I guess?
So we expect a report from them in a couple of weeks' time. The Special Rapporteur on Human Rights has agreed to lodge individual communications with the New Zealand government. We also invited her to come here and investigate the breaches alleged by the government and Auckland Council, as well as Fletcher's residential. And so we're hopeful that she might take up that invitation and visit us here at Ihumātau.
Do you think now your campaign will get a boost as a result of your visit to the UN?
I mean, coming back home amongst our members of our campaign and our whānau, there has been this new energy and reinvigoration amongst our supporters and our campaigners here. And so, yes, definitely the energy has been raised and boosted. And there's so many other people that have contacted us who are willing to support. Like yesterday I had a few lawyers who were willing to offer their support Yeah, and just councillors who are coming out saying we need to take this issue back to the council. And I went to a hui last night and there were a number of MPs there who were willing to hear our issue. And in a couple of weeks' time, in early June, we have a meeting with the Labour caucus, some of the members from South Auckland. And so, yeah, we're excited with the newfound energy that has been generated since presenting at the United Nations. And we hope that that will increase when we take up the invitation to go to Geneva and Switzerland this year.
What else have you been working on recently with the campaign?
We've been working on raising our public awareness. We've been working towards plans for a mass occupation. We've also are continuing progress with our different court proceedings that we have in different jurisdictions at the moment, as well as doing what we can do to prevent this development from going ahead.
So is an occupation still on the cards?
Definitely. It'll always be on the cards. And yeah, we can never rule that out, and the community and the people here are preparing for that.
So what happens now with the campaign?
We will take up the invitation to go to Geneva and Switzerland in July this year. We were invited since going to the Permanent Forum, as well as, yeah, we will continue to raise public awareness, have activities here on the whenua, lobby our politicians and local councillors, as well as just doing anything really that we can do to prevent this development from going ahead.
Are you hoping that you'll be able to make this an election issue?
I think this is definitely an election issue. I mean, the new government and the new MPs that will be coming in through this election will inherit this issue because of the previous government who designated this or who created this issue. And so anybody coming on definitely should be aware and should be thinking of ideas to address this issue, because, you know, we've never shied away from saying that this inevitably is going to be a mass occupation if our politicians do not step in to fix the issue that's been made by the New Zealand government.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.